How do you spend your evenings? Let me guess. You're flipping through the TV channels. Maybe your wife is looking through Facebook. Well, let me tell you how we spend our evenings. We like to soak. Oh, yeah. Because there's nothing better than an evening together. Soaking away the cares of the day in our own Bullfrog Spa. Go to Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway today, so you can start soaking tomorrow.
Oh. Don't spend another holiday season pretending to hear what others are saying. Hi, I'm Dr. Darrow from Intermountain Audiology, offering you 2 free months of treatment. If you want to be part of the conversation, maintain your independence, and avoid memory loss, take your first steps towards medically treating your hearing loss and visit intermountainaudiology.com or call 435-612-1023 and mention radio for your 2 free months of treatment.
Yeah.
Government is corrupt. To fix this, politicians would like to grow its size and control. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
It should be thought of nothing more than a bad flu season. This is not Ebola. It's not SARS. It's politics playing medicine, and that's a very dangerous game. There is no action of any kind needed other than what happened last year when we got felt unwell. We stayed home, we took chicken noodle soup, we didn't visit Granny, and we decided when we would return to work. We didn't have anyone need anyone to tell us. Masks are utterly useless. There is no evidence base for their effectiveness whatsoever. Paper masks and fabric masks are simply virtue signaling. They're not even worn effectively most of the time. It's utterly ridiculous seeing these unfortunate, uneducated people, I'm not saying that in a pejorative sense, seeing these people walking around like lemmings, obeying without any knowledge base to put the mask on their face. Social distancing is also useless because COVID is spread by aerosols, which travel 30 meters or so before landing. Enclosures have had such terrible unintended consequences. Everywhere should be open tomorrow, as was stated in the Great Barrington Declaration that I circulated prior to this meeting. The scale of the response that you are undertaking, with no evidence for it, is utterly ridiculous, given the consequences of acting in a way that you're proposing. All kinds of suicides, business closures, funerals, weddings, etc., etc. It's simply outrageous. It's just another bad flu. And you've got to get your minds around that. Let people make their own decisions. You should be totally out of the business of medicine. You're being led down the garden path by the chief medical officer of health for this province. I'm absolutely outraged that this has reached this level. It should all stop tomorrow.
Hi there, and welcome, Kate Daly Show. Boy, do I have a show for you. Oh, boy. I feel like I say that every day, but holy cow. I mean, there's just so much, just like that gentleman. I mean, Dr. Roger Hodgkinson from Canada speaking out, and he actually, the company that he is chairman of actually puts out the COVID test. Yeah. So don't tell me he's not expert enough for the expertess. You know what I'm saying? It's interesting how certain experts aren't okay, but other experts are. It's so funny to me. What is an expert, right? Jeez Louise. The guy's pretty credentialed. Let's just say that. Anyway, he was speaking out. This was last week. He said it's a flu. We're still at a 0.0777, 0.0777 death rate in America, and we've rolled 2 flu seasons together now. Never stopped counting from the last time. They used to stop counting. All right. So there's that. Utah hospitals are only 56% full, according to the HHS. An American Hospital Association. We've actually gone down 2.6%. We normally have 3,023 people in the hospital during this time in November. Right now, we're at 2,945. We're actually under the average. I do have to give props and want to give props to Kim Coleman, and Phil Lyman, representatives of Utah, who battled it out with the governor behind closed doors who stood up for the Constitution. You know, it's funny because they interviewed a lawmaker who wouldn't go on record and said basically this. There's always those people, you know, that want to cite the Constitution as if we're not supposed to. Have they lost their minds? Do they not understand the oath that they took themselves? It's really fallen as far as that goes, as far as where we're at, when we only have a couple of legislators actually fighting for any truth against the governor. And I want to give props to Kim Coleman, Phil Lyman. Thank you for stepping up for the Constitution. And this is why he said he wasn't going to renew the order, whatever that means, in order to congregate in your own home. They had to actually remind the governor he doesn't have the power to do that. That's sad. That is a sad state of affairs. All right. I have a caller. I asked Eric to call in, talk about what's happening this weekend. How are you, Eric?
Good. How you doing, Kate?
Good. Eric Moutsos and Business Revival, Utah Business Revival. And tell me a little bit about Saturday.
Okay. Well, there's one other representative named Mike Peterson. It's a newer one. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he's going to be a good up-and-comer speaking out on things. I was just on a podcast with Phil Lyman and Mike Peterson, and they know their stuff, and they've been pushing back, and so I'm thankful for them.
Oh, that's so great to hear. You know, it's sad that we have just a handful of people that will actually tell the governor, hey, you don't have the authority for this. And I don't know whether the governor stepped back because, you know, as he leaves, he doesn't want his legacy to be that of Tyrant King Herbert. But it will be. It will be. But I think maybe he's doing this more for those kinds of optics rather than what he would really like to do, because he actually feels that he has the authority to tell people what they can do inside the walls of their own home. Kind of amazing.
That's right. And, well, and he feels that he's saving lives. He feels like he's like the savior,
right,
of a cold,
of a cold virus. Yep.
It's amazing. It's like, do we believe in God or do we not?
I know.
You know, it's like, do we believe? I mean, most of these people are, you know, members of the church who believe they have the power to heal. And so, what is your problem?
It's scary. It's scary because the mayors feel like this too. Somehow, and why do you think this is? Somehow along the way, when they became a mayor, they gave themselves this sort of mentality and power that they were now the father of the city. When did that ever become a thing? They're not the father of the city, but they feel like they are.
Yeah.
Why?
I think it's because we haven't taught this in school for so long. I mean, when I was a cop, you know, the first that I had read about it was in the 5,000-year leap, Cleon Skousen's book.
Yes.
And I had no idea. I was 25, 26, and I had no idea.
Right.
And I was looking at all this stuff thinking like, hold on, George Washington said this? Hold on. This was all set up from the book of Deuteronomy. I didn't know any of this stuff. And so you have to actively search after this stuff in order to find it. And then now you're considered crazy because you're bringing up what the founders, how they established the country. And so I think now you've got this generation of people who are now taking, you know, quote unquote, charge and power because they were never taught it either.
You're
and so then,
right, yeah.
So I think that's the problem, and it's only going to get worse.
It is.
The further we go down this road.
It is, because they're not, these people are not our shepherd. They're not, we didn't elect them to father us, to daddy us. We didn't elect them for this, but they took on the role themselves. And so, and then they declared it as powerful. And it is seriously a big disgrace, to what America stands for, to what Utah stands for, that these people in power think this way. So we have to kind of really, I think, be instrumental in re-educating them, teaching them their proper role. So that's why I applaud. Yes. I applaud these guys for standing up. It's awesome.
Yeah. So tomorrow we're playing the film Non-Essential. It's our documentary that we put together about the hypocrisy of government right now, but it's also going to bring hope to people to teach them that they really can make a difference, you know, like, because it talks, it just shows how we finally got this concert off the ground. The first concert in America, we did it.
Oh,
and,
my gosh, it was amazing.
It was because of people like Paul Cousins. It was because of people in Iron County that helped us finally get it off. And
yeah, Paul's
and
great.
It shows, you know, Herbert without his mask at his donor parties. We talk about how Facebook deleted our Utah Business Revival page, but then Mike Lee stepped up and he talked to, he contacted Mark Zuckerberg directly, and Zuckerberg said, oh, it was a mistake, and he personally restored. I mean, here you've got a billionaire, one of the most powerful, quote-unquote powerful people in the world, talking about the Utah Business Revival with Mike Lee. It's kind of cool. So the documentary talks about that. And so it's going to be at the Fiddler's Fun Center tomorrow. It's a free showing. Morgan Philpott and Joel Skousen, they're going to speak at 5 p.m. for 30 minutes apiece. And then at 6 p.m. is when the show is.
Awesome.
So make sure that you don't bring a mask.
Yeah, you don't need one. This is just getting insane. And you know what? Essential businesses. I just did an interview. I'll be playing this because she's in a different time zone. We had to record it, but I'll be playing this. And Catherine Austin Fitz delves into this because if Biden takes the White House and they hijack all three through this fraud, what happens is the essential worker then becomes who the government picks, and the non-essential will be every small business in America that they are fixing to wipe out. And so people really need to understand this going into this newer lockdown, this weird lockdown that's happening over the holidays, because that's what they're after is the small business.
Well, people don't realize that in 1930, Germany, they didn't go after the Jews primarily because of their religion. They went after them because they were successful business owners. They were the entrepreneurs, and so this is all strategic. And then what did they go after that? Well, they went after the police.
Yeah,
and that's exactly the playbook. Back in March, they went after the small businesses, and then what did they do after that? Black Lives Matter, boom. So it's the same playbook, and so we're going to do a documentary about the police right after this one. And so if you're not a member of the Utah Business Revival,
go
on Facebook, and even if you're not in the state, go to Utah Business Revival, become a member on Facebook, and then join us on Utah Revival, sign up just in case we do get taken down.
Right.
It's UtahRevival.com.
Okay, and they'll get some help on how to help this, how to do the same thing in their state. Okay, Fiddler Fun Center tomorrow night, Saturday night, and 5 o'clock, two speakers, and then 6 o'clock the showing. Thank you so much, Eric.
Yeah, there's laser tag and everything. So bring your kids.
Awesome. Thank you. Really appreciate you.
Right.
Thanks for all you're doing. So catch that tomorrow night. Support it. We need to have these kinds of showings. We need to understand that we've got to be behind these things. When I come back, I'm going to talk to a mom of a student. Snow Canyon High, and kind of get the lowdown on what they're doing right now in the schools with testing, and this is just insane. It's incredible. Be right back. You're not going to want to miss this. Be right back. This is a local issue, but I'm pretty sure this is going on everywhere. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Baby did a bad, bad thing. Baby did a bad, bad thing. You ever loved someone so much you thought your little heart was going to break in two? I didn't think so.
Hi there. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. All right. Make sure you get over to Intermountain Audiology, please. The hearing is such an important thing. You've got to be able to hear your loved ones. And they can medically treat your hearing loss, and you get 2 free months of treatment if you just mention my name. How easy is that? All you have to do is mention my name, and and you're in. 2 free months of treatment. Tell them Kate Daly sent you. And you know what? This is such a big, big deal because I want you to be able to hear your relatives, and I want you to have to stop turning it up every single time, no matter what it is, either the TV, the radio. But you really, really, especially this holiday season, really need to get on top of your hearing needs and get something done. InterMountainAudiology.com. Set your appointment. Get her done. Get over there. What in the world are you waiting for? So make sure you get on that. A couple of things. We're going to be talking to a mom from a local high school and the testing that's been going on. And I also want to mention this too. Well, there's a couple of things at hand, but when we're talking about testing and this document, it's kind of interesting. I asked the health department about this because I said, look, you've got the CDC October 20th updating their documentation. And it said when testing is not recommended, it said if a school is implementing a testing strategy, testing should be offered on a voluntary basis. It is unethical and illegal to test someone who does not want to be tested, including students whose parents or guardians do not want them to be tested. It is not recommended to retest individuals, even who have tested positive and do not have symptoms for COVID for up to 3 months from their last positive test. And it goes on, but this document, actually, people need to check this out. This document is communities, workplaces, events, and schools, and this is right in their own documentation. So I contacted the local health department and said, why are you not following this? And they said, for the schools, and they said, basically, well, that's just supplemental. So, okay, but the state, everyone is pointing to the CDC guidelines. Everybody falls back on that for blame. And so why are you not following then their own guideline, right? And there's really no answer, see? Because everybody passes the ball to somebody else, and then it all goes back to the CDC, and then everybody escapes responsibility. Yet the CDC actually came out and said it's unethical and illegal to test someone who doesn't want to be tested. A minor. Especially even without the parents' consent. So we have a big problem right now, don't we? And they're making up rules and policies, yet the problem is that right here, the rules and policies are not reflective, right? Simply not reflective of what's actually going on. So we have a big problem with information. And I'm telling you, we have to get this fixed. So I have a mom on the line from a local high school. And I actually, I was going to play some of the recording, but I'd actually like for you, Nicole, just tell me what happened, basically, if you would just fill us in.
Yeah, you bet. So basically what happened is they informed all of the parents and athletes that would be playing in the semifinals for the state football game that was at Pineview, between mm-hmm. Snow Canyon and Pineview, mm-hmm. that all of the athletes, cheerleaders, and drill team would have to be tested. And so, that was a voluntary thing. If you don't get tested, though, you cannot participate. So,
wow.
Kind of this manipulation of, like, either you have to get tested and you have to, test negative to actually participate in the final game or in the semifinal game, and then the cheerleaders for them to cheer.
Yeah.
And so, I left it up to my daughter. I said, you're getting old enough. You can make this decision on your own. So she decided to test, of course, because she's mm-hmm. a senior. She wants
yeah.
to participate in mm-hmm. this thing. And so she was tested, and they all tested negative I don't know which ones did or which ones didn't, but from what I heard, the majority of them tested negative. And so what happened was that after they were tested negative, and the Friday of the game, which was last Friday at Pineview, my daughter came in to me and she said, hey, they're calling some of us in because they are saying that we were cleaning our noses out with alcohol before mm-hmm. we took the test. And I said, I just said, well, what happened with that? And I asked her, who did that? And she said, Mom, everybody did it.
Right.
Because we all want to play. We all want to participate. But there's only someone has turned in just a few of us cheerleaders. And so I went in to talk to the principal, mm-hmm. and I.
Boy,
I mean, I don't know what more you want.
You
to
were
say about
okay.
That,
you were amazing because you held your ground, and they kept saying, "Our hands are tied. We're just here to collect information." Our bosses said, and I thought when he was talking and she was talking, I thought the whole time, I thought, "Wow, it's just one escape clause after another. Our hands are tied, and everybody will tell you that we just have to rely on the governor, and the governor says I just have to rely on the health department. The health department says I just have to rely on CDC, but I just read from the document that said that it's unethical and illegal to test a kid who does not want to be tested. So how are they writing the policy? And this is the strangest part. And like you said, and I loved this in the recording, as you said that, look, who's standing up for the kids then? All of you guys are blaming somebody else, and it's feckless and it's cowardice, but no one's standing up. And I agree with you.
Yeah.
Wholeheartedly.
Yeah. No. And like the other thing that really frustrated me about the whole situation is that I don't understand, like, really all of the lies and manipulation that have come down basically from the governor, and it comes through every single person down the line, goes through the superintendent, goes through the principals, goes mm-hmm. through the coaches. And, you know, I mean, and then the kids, all of it lands on the kids.
All on the kids.
And so because the kids were like, hey, we really want to play, and, you know, Snow Canyon got called out by KSL News and said, oh, you know, they tried to manipulate the test. But the reality is that every school has been doing this because, you know, I mean, I read text after text message coming from different kids, different girls, you know, different mm-hmm. football players. Stansberry did it. You know, all of these schools were doing it because they just want to play. They want to be left alone and live their lives. And so they, you know, they had heard that this will help them get a negative result. Mm-hmm. And so that's what they were all doing.
Yes.
But they were trying to land it on my daughter and maybe three or four of her friends. And that's why I ended up going in and standing up for her.
Right. I love this. I just love that you're a mama bear. I love it. I just love it. And I'm so proud of you. And here's the deal too. We don't have kids in the hospital because of COVID. We don't have kids dying because of COVID. We don't even have one death of a kid under the age of 24 with COVID or the flu or pneumonia right now. Actually, the stat numbers said nobody. And so here the kids take a test, right? And I think this was one of your brilliant points when you were pointing this out to these guys who sit there and go, we just don't know. We can't. It's all their fault. Don't look at us when somebody could stand up. But your point was this, you know, these kids are forced to do this. And so why do they have to have this as the hill to die on? Why do they have to go in and make such a huge big deal? And then Steve Dunham came out from the school district. We're going to penalize. And I thought, what is their problem? I mean, there's no kids dying of this. So it's just so frustrating.
And not only that, but when was it against the law to clean your nose out with a Q-tip with alcohol on it? You know, I mean, they've made it completely ridiculous.
Exactly.
Like, you know, they're just making up the rules as they go along.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're putting all of us on a chain, trying to figure out how to make us do what they want us to do. But it's literally, I said to the principal and the vice principal, which, I mean, honestly, their hands are tied. Like, they could lose their jobs, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, where does it end? Where does it end up the chain? But I said, can you imagine the psychological issues that we are causing for our children?
Yep, I agree with you.
They're not getting sick. So they're all wearing masks around trying to figure out what is going on around them because none of their friends are sick. None of their family's really sick. Yep. And they're like, I don't understand it. You know, I mean, it literally is causing depression in these kids. It's causing a myriad of other issues. And it's like, what? Nobody cares.
I know. And then you have the school board and you have Bergeson and you have all these people going, we're going to penalize and we've got committees and we're going to go after these kids. And I thought, wow, these people are in charge of our children. They're in charge of your children. We put them in there. And I'm baffled. I'm baffled that the parents aren't standing up to this more. This is a document that I read from that the CDC said this is unethical and illegal to do. So if they're all going to go back to the CDC for their guidelines on implementing policy, why in the world isn't somebody having a backbone enough to bring up this document then? Why? This was just re-upped October 20th. And we're in the middle of all this, and they keep setting
because
all these rules.
Because they don't know, you know? That's the thing is they don't know. They don't do their research. Everybody's just taking whoever's word it is above them.
So
and,
true.
And with the threat that they'll lose their job if they don't follow suit.
Absolutely.
And then it lands on our kids, and they're carrying the burden of all of this.
I so agree with you. And I'm so proud of you for standing up and having that meeting and telling them what you thought and telling them what you think about how this is being handled. And if more parents did this and had the backbone that you do, we would actually see substantial change. But parents aren't going in and they're not having those meetings. And this is a shame because they actually could turn the tide of events if there was enough of them.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it just is so frustrating to me because I feel for these kids. I've had kids in the system and you feel like there's not anything you can do because I've emailed the school board again and again. And all Larry comes back to me to say is, well, we have to do what the governor says. Nobody can stand up. And that's not true. School boards have actually stood up to their state many, many times in the past in all different states. But in our state, everybody kowtows. So why have them?
Yes.
Why not just do an edict from on high?
I mean, if the governor's going to make all the decisions, then why do we even have these local people?
Yeah, there's no reason. They shouldn't be getting these absorbent salaries for no reason. And we don't have a school board that will stand up, and they don't have any conviction, and I'm not seeing anything. And this is the moment. This was like that moment where they could have stood up for the kids and said, we care about these kids, and we're not going to put them through this. But we're not doing that. And I just applaud you. I applaud you going in and saying something. Because this has to change. You're right. Yeah. We're causing psychological problems for these kids.
And ultimately, my daughter got to cheer last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like it was because I went and talked to them. I went and talked to assistant superintendent.
Right.
And they were like, well, give us the evidence. You know, if there's evidence of these other kids. And I'm like, why? So you can shut down the game?
Yeah.
And put all of that on my daughter because I came in and talked to you?
Right. Making you guys the bad guy.
They wanted to shut down the game, but they didn't have enough evidence to show that these kids had actually been doing it. It was just hearsay.
Jeez.
And so, you know, but I'm like, that's not the right direction to go.
Right. And
the right direction would be to say, yeah, this is out of control.
And all of this because of a test they're making them take, which is essentially for the flu. Pneumonia.
Which is not accurate.
It's not even accurate. I know. It's just insane. We got to go to a break, but it's just insane. And I just applaud you. Thank you for standing up. I really appreciate you. Thanks. Really appreciate you. Oh my gosh. I just feel for her. And I feel for these kids. And you're right. They were going to make them the bad guy. Be right back, and I'll take your calls on this right when I come back on the show. You betcha. I'll be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I know I did not capture it. It came, it went, it conquered quick. I was there and then I quit. I know I did not raise a wrist. I know
welcome back to the Daly Show. Coming up on the program, Catherine Austin Fitz, part two. Greg Carpenter, NSA guy, part two. Huge show today. In fact, I asked Catherine Austin Fitz some questions about the election, about where we land in a couple of months and this year. And it was interesting what she had to say, too. I want to share that with you in the next hour. Make sure you get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. Go ahead and get that hot tub. Get it ordered. I'll tell you, even just for the benefits alone of being able to be in a hot tub, let me just tell you that the therapeutic benefits, the stress-relieving benefits, everything is so, so strong. Make sure you get over to Tropical because they have the experience. Those are the guys I would trust, over 40 years experience, and they're so good. They're actually doing a special right now with 0% interest. Get it ordered. Get it. Seriously, you'll love me for this. What a Christmas gift to yourself. This is just an awesome thing to have. I just love mine. I don't know what I'd do without it. All right. I also want to make sure people get over to ABC, too, Auto Body Central. These guys are so good, and they really do care about your cars, and they want to make sure they're done right. They'll also work with your insurance companies, too. And so this is, I'm saying this is it. You've got to go to ABC. So if you get in an accident, just call ABC. Let them do it all. Let them cover that with the insurance company for you. They'll even come to your home and do an assessment on your car. They are fantastic to talk with. They know what they're doing. So I would trust them over anybody in this area. ABC, Auto Body Central, fantastic people. We just have some really good business owners here and really fantastic people to work with and honest. And I love that about being here in this area. You know, I got a message just now, you know, that how dare we kind of laugh at the police the other day when we were talking about the teller pushing the alarm because a person in a mask came in and had a note. Okay. We weren't actually laughing at the police. We were laughing at the fact that we made one comment because we were actually kind of laughing at people panicking because of what we're doing right now with the masks and everything, panicking maybe a little too quickly, pushing the button a little too quickly. And so the comment was made, you know, two police officers showed up and we made the comment, well, usually it's 10 because that's usually the case. Look around. When you have a traffic stop, you'll see three or four police cars there at a traffic stop. And I'm always kind of amused by that because I don't really think they need that many. If they feel they do, fine. But, you know, it's funny the comments I get sometimes because we weren't actually laughing at the police. In fact, we've been pretty supportive. And I'll only call them out when I see bad deeds done, like the chief of police kneeling for Black Lives Matters. But I think the general consensus here, and has been for years, that I generally support them because if I was in an emergency, I would be calling them. You know, we have no bone to pick with police officers. We just want to make sure police officers aren't arresting people for the mask issue because I think it's horrendously stupid. And I think that they really need to know their role and in observing our constitutionality. Let's just put it that way. So I'm hard on them if they act like Nazis. Yes. And because they can wield the arm of the law against us, and that's a problem. So yeah, I want to make sure that they are not being that ridiculous. And I want to make sure that, and just because we had a little tiny laugh because we have a lot of police officers show up, to every single thing that goes on here, doesn't negate the good that they can do too. So my gosh, people need to mellow out. I get so tired of that kind of thing because, like, what did we actually say versus what you think we said? And I just really, I'm tired of that. I'm really getting tired of it. Okay. People are so extra sensitive right now. They really need a chill pill. Okay, so I'm going to take a couple of phone calls on this matter that we just talked about with the mom from Snow Canyon High. And the little policies that are being invented right now for COVID are being invented for COVID. And they're being invented for COVID on the guise of CDC guidelines. And everybody points back to them. But they're picking and choosing the guidelines. Even the health department here is in saying, well, that's supplemental. That's not that. They have to go with state law. Okay. First of all, it's not a law. And second of all, when the state compiles a policy all on their own with no authority to do so, zero authority to do so, when they're doing that and when the health department does it under the guise of state public health under the CDC, they're definitely picking and choosing which documentation they look at. Sorry. So I don't buy that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Is that me, Kate?
That's you. Go right ahead.
Okay. I wanted to say to people, if you get arrested or coerced by a police officer, especially if you're fined or something for not wearing a mask, be sure to take down the name of that officer or officers and keep it somewhere.
Yes.
Because if they will go after you for this, they will be the guys that will obey the order to come out and disarm you.
Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with that.
Better off to know who they are in advance.
I so agree with that. Thank you. I really appreciate you on that. And 100% right. Take down their name. Let's figure out who those characters are. Because I feel for the most part we have a pretty good force here that understands to respect people. At the same time, there's always the badge heavy ones, and we all understand that. So And the badge heavies need to go. The badge heavies we don't need in that position, wielding their little bits of power to carry out the asinine. Right? We don't really need that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there.
I too was disgusted when the chief of police in St. George kneeled in solidarity with other intellectually impotent.
Yeah, the chief of police is a total moron.
With bedwetters like Mitt Romney and, mm-hmm. and the Mayor Pike. But I recently learned from a friend last Wednesday, 12 hours after the governor of Utah put out his unconstitutional directive, that the chief of police in St. George called all of his sergeants and lieutenants together, my friend is one of them, and said, real quick, guys, just so we're clear, we will not be harassing, we will not be citing, and we will not be arresting anyone because it's not a law.
Okay.
And so I said, hey, tell the chief, I said, put himself in for a raise.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to know that somebody around here has brainstem function. and regarding the school mm-hmm. story and the lady you just interviewed, my wife loves her job here in the area. And she does it not because she has to, but she likes being out. And I won't say where she works because mm-hmm. it would be obvious, but she just quit a couple days ago because there are a couple women there who are probably late 50s, early 60s, who have turned into what she deems a mass Nazi and are getting in the faces of people, telling cute little old ladies, put your mask on over your nose. Do it now.
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you what. It's bad.
Pulled her shoulders back and got in the face of a man who said, wow, who do you think you're talking to? If you were a man, I would knock you out right now.
Yeah.
And said, just customers all day long, every day, just walk out and say, what? You've lost my business. I'm not putting up with this crap. So the more people who will stand their ground, I just say now, when somebody says I'm not wearing a mask, I just say, oh, I'm sorry, I have a rare medical condition. It's called brainstem function,
right.
And it's proven to be even more rare these days. But not while I draw breath, am I going to put a mask on? Sorry.
Thank you. Really, really appreciate that. Thanks so much for the call. So true. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. Just 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
The election fraud,
mm-hmm.
the debacle, too obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like they knew they're going to get caught, so
right.
I'm not quite sure where this is going to be going from here.
Sure.
Because they didn't even try to hide it.
Right.
I mean, putting people on top of buildings and not letting them look, it's like they made it
yeah.
just too, like, it,
too obvious.
There's definitely, yeah, there's mm-hmm. something deeper, more
right.
sinister going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I saw a video the other day of General Perna, whatever his name is, saying about the... If the emergency thing for the vaccine is basically activated, then
mm-hmm.
the vaccine will need to be dispersed and everybody in America will have to get it within 24 hours.
Yeah.
So is that, was I reading, was I like
they,
not reading
they,
that correctly?
They can't do that unless all the states did it because they're not doing it federally. And but they'll put enough pressure on businesses so that you lose your income, right? Your daily income if you don't kowtow to the business and the business kowtows to the state. But so far, there's a couple of states. I think Florida came out and said, we will never force you to have this vaccine. And I don't know that our state would follow because our state's so bought and sold at this point. And so is Cox, our incoming governor. And so, by the way, our state used Dominion. So I just really wonder if Cox actually really got in. It's just like Romney. You know, Romney was, it was pronounced that King Orrin Hatch would then give his crown to Romney, and Romney got it. And I still wonder about that. So, yeah. And I, on the vaccine,
like the
who knows?
Most unlike person in Utah.
No, he's hated. He's so hated here
yeah.
that you should read the comments whenever he posts anything. When he posted that Biden and Hormala had the most character, I think Utah became completely unglued. But you know what, though? Spencer Cox loves Biden. So I'm not, you know, you got a lot of people in Utah that represent as a conservative, but they actually really love communism. They love it. And they want to see it implemented. And Cox is one of them. So
yeah.
Thank you. Really appreciate the call.
Yeah,
I really do. In fact, let me give you kind of an update on the election so far. So Jenna Ellis, we've had her on the show. Sidney Powell had her on the show. They both stood up and talked about the fraud, some of the details that's coming, and they are leaving most of the details to court. So that was good. That was good. And also, I want to say this too. Georgia officials are investigating after old voting machines were found dumped near Savannah. And everybody kind of heard that they called it for Biden, but there's still investigations going on. Mainstream news won't tell you that. Michigan voting machines, were online. There's an affidavit there, and you're going to be hearing a little bit more about that. Pennsylvania House votes for nonpartisan 2020 election audit, in an effort to restore the public's faith in states' future elections. So this actually was largely party line, 112-90 there. But it allowed the Legislative Budget and Finance Committee, which is made up of an equal number of Republicans and Democrats, of course, always bipartisan, from the State House and Senate to examine the election procedures to both confirm the accuracy of the results as well as provide suggestions for improvement. And so they're not going to question the 2020 election results, but to scrutinize future elections to pacify the people is basically why they're doing it. Anyway, so there's that. The state judge rejected Arizona, Pennsylvania election lawsuits from the GOP and the Trump campaign. So we'll kind of have to see where we land after this. And it's still unclear. Everything is still not called. And so it'll be interesting over the weekend where it ends up. what do you say to this? It's insane. And so the lawsuit, I don't know if they're just waiting for this to wrap up before they go in with the big Dominion lawsuit. But Rudy Giuliani seemed to say that there was an awful lot of this type of thing that could help even prove their case with the Dominion as well. So in conjunction with the software problem that they seem to have. Wisconsin Election Commission agreed to order a partial recount. And so you've got that going on as well. And Nevada lawsuit alleges substantial fraud, and that was of yesterday. So just to kind of let you know where we're at with all of that. I'm going to go into the next hour with my Catherine Austin Fitz interview, and I'm asking her a little bit about what's the chess move now? Are they pushing too hard? Right now, you know, if they hijack the Senate and they hijack all of this through fraud, and they knew this going in, this is why Biden didn't even campaign. They knew they were going to do this. And if they're able to do this, they actually can try to absolutely 100% ignore the Constitution and get some things through that they would like to foundationally change America and get in a bunch of this garbage and actually remove small business from the equation. And can they be successful at that? Are they pushing too hard? Are they going to start to get major blowback from the American people? So Catherine Austin Fitz and I talk about this in a little bit more detail. And the Solari Report is something you have to check out. Solari, SOLARI.com. Subscribe to that. Boy, is it a comprehensive book that she sends out in print. It's awesome. Also, tomorrow night, Fiddler Fun Center. Make sure you're going to that. 5 o'clock, Morgan Philpott, who's suing the governor. And then also Joel Skousen will be on the show. Well, not be on the show. We'll be talking at 5 o'clock at the Fiddler Fun Center in Cedar City. Make sure you attend. It's a great event. And then the film will follow. Really appreciate you guys. Really, I do. Get over to Dr. Diet as well. If you need to lose some pounds, these are the guys to go to. 628 Diet. 628 Diet. They're amazing. And by the way, I'll be back Monday, and then the rest of the week I'm playing interviews and shows from the Wayback Machine, but interviews I've never aired. So it'll be an interesting week next week. But I will be back on Monday with Uncle Milty and Dr. Pesta. And I'll be right back in a few minutes. Catherine Austin Fitz.